Oh, there's Roscoe. I guess we're at vibe time, right?
That's where we were.
Okay.
Awaiting the vibe.
Airline. Hello, Roscoe.
Hook, hey, sinker.
You there?
Hey, Don.
Hey, what's going on?
This Saturday hang. Saturday afternoon hang.
Who are you hanging?
Where? I'm still at the crib.
Still at your home?
Yep. The crib. I'm supposed to be going out to Brooklyn, but I'm just...
What's happening in Brooklyn?
I've been demotivated.
Uh-huh.
Even
better.
Oh, going to Mark Spencer's to jam with him and Sherry from Blood Oranges.
Mm-hmm.
Little musical afternoon thing.
Now, does she have a gig coming up?
Yeah, Sherry is playing on Monday night at Brownie's.
On the same bill as Amy Rigby, right?
I don't know. I don't have the paper. That could
be. Yes, in fact, that is true.
Okay.
But Mark is playing with her, and I'm going to play with her a little bit also.
Cool.
So that's Monday?
That's Monday.
That's Monday at Brownie's.
Monday.
We'll do the announcements when we finish or later or something. But, hey, did you hear, speaking of that little stretch of the universe, you hear about Deb Parker?
I heard the guy that we all thought was a jerk anyway ran her out of her own business.
Yeah, the sleazy guy that we always knew would rip her off. Basically, Deb, I guess they owe her like about 9 weeks back pay. And Deb Parker is gone from No-Tell Motel and Babyland. So I think she was the driving force and one of the great hostesses of Avenue A.
Yeah, possibly the only. I guess that means that we can no longer sanction either of those establishments.
No, they are no longer sanctioned. In fact, we are finding a new home for the hound family marsupial.
And get out the screw gun, huh?
In fact, the screw gun is already out. And I would say I think people should boycott Babyland and No-Tell Motel.
Mm.
All the good bartenders who gave away all that free booze are gone anyway. I know they got rid of Allegra. They got rid of everybody cool there.
What a drag. They get rid of Eleanor?
I'm not sure, but I just saw that the Goops were playing with the Bay City Rollers, speaking of Eleanor.
In like a time machine?
Huh?
Is this like an episode of Time Tunnel?
This sounds like something worth going to. Hold on. I meant to announce this. Speaking of Eleanor, I don't know if Eleanor still has her job. I hope she does. But it's this week at, what's the name of that goofy hippie joint?
Wetlands.
Let me look this up, because they have lots of weird stuff they've been booking at Wetlands.
Nick Lowe's playing over there.
A week from Monday, Nick Lowe is there. And let me find this damn thing. I noticed that...
Nick Lowe's playing at Wetlands?
Yeah. Have you heard that record?
I heard it's really good.
That's what I keep hearing, too. Yeah, same thing.
What do we have to do to get in free at Wetlands for Nick Lowe?
I don't know.
Oh, here it is. Wetlands, Wednesday the 25th, the Bay City Rollers with the Goops, Canned Travolta, and the Gefkins.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's the Bay City Rollers in capital letters.
Holy smokes.
Oh, I wonder which
Rudy?
One it is.
Which one do you fancy then?
And there's a bunch of fake Bay City Rollers roaming around, like the coasters and the drifters and stuff.
I think
like
so.
Rudy.
All it really takes is, you know, some plaid pants.
Yeah,
and a set list.
And after that sweet scare of a few years ago, I guess you shouldn't really expect much.
Yeah.
That was a disaster.
I mean, haven't the Bay City Rollers been back a couple of times? I mean, this isn't the first time that they've boomeranged back into the consciousness. I seem to remember that.
Paying attention. No, you're thinking... Oh, never mind.
There is kind of a circuit that those bands play on in England. They sort of never went away in England.
After getting in trouble last week, all the funny stuff I think of, I'm not saying.
Hmm.
So, I'm laughing inside, folks.
Well, you can't say it because you're, like, you're tactful or something?
Yeah, I'm being tactful.
You're, are we to assume that all the funny stuff that you've got in your head is just absolutely filthy?
No, it's not filthy. It's, let's just say...
Degrading.
The best parts of the show are always in the car.
Oh.
And that's how they'll stay.
Don't leave it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave it in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Don't leave it in the rehearsal place.
Folks, don't make us go out and take it out of the car, all right?
Well, if it's in the trunk, it could hurt bending over to get it.
So true.
Yep.
Ruche, what's up with you?
Not a whole lot. It's nice to hear your smiling voice.
Hey.
Haven't seen you since about 4 a.m. 3 weeks ago.
Hey, aren't you playing, Roscoe, with...
I'm playing. There's a gig at at Mercury Lounge on Wednesday.
Featuring,
It's, Greg Trooper and Mary Lee... And
your lovely wife?
And the Bottle Rockets.
And you're playing with the Bottle Rockets?
Yeah.
Just like the record?
Yeah.
So kind of like a live erasure thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, we're going to have to erase your parts, and I'm just going to come up here and play them.
It's more like the, you know, when the Blue Jays really got their thing going, you know, I had been producing them for a while, but when they really got their thing going to the point where, you know, the only way you could really get a drink at their gig was to be in the band.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's kind of, I'm just kind of hoping for that kind of situation.
Well, that's Wednesday at the Mercury Lounge. So Thursday at the Merc is the Soul Club. Let's do the announcement since we're here and halfway through them.
Mm-hmm.
Soul Club Thursday at the Mercury Lounge and Beat Rodeo Ludlow every Monday. Amy McMahon Rigby is over at Brownies
with
Sherry Knight.
Sherry Knight from the Blood Oranges.
And Matthew Shipp at the alternative room they call it at the Knitting Factory Tuesday night at 11.
Sure, it's not like the jungle room or something.
It's nothing. Nothing cool. It's got a stupid name. It's like the alternative room.
The Arabian Nights room.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the announcement. What's the vibe again today?
I don't know. It's just I want to try to look something up. I've got some movie on that I haven't been watching, but it's just kind of a good for anybody who's got the Hound Show on and wants a sort of a. You know,
the visuals?
Yeah, visual thing.
Are you watching Story of O?
Can you describe it, sir?
No, I'm trying to look it up right now.
Who's in it?
Well, it's some kind of modern biker. Oh, Werewolves on Wheels.
I don't know that one.
It's cheesy, and it's on 31 or TNT. I guess you've got your various cable areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got all these stupid people doing stupid stuff in a kind of a cool place. With motorcycles and dirt, and yeah, it's kind of cool.
As opposed to stupid people saying stupid things and playing stupid records.
Well, to me, it's a perfect companion.
Ah, there you go.
So, what do you guys got up for the VOM?
All Japanese VOM set.
Kind of
a tribute to the people in Kobe.
In honor of the recent unpleasantness between the plates.
Do you have any like that super snaz?
Got some.
Ready
yep.
To go?
Yep. Yep, Guitar Wolf was my favorite. We got some good ones. We got some old ones too, some 60s stuff. We got a great bomb set.
Uh-uh.
Unprecedented in really? Its unlistenability.
So you may want to tune into CNN just for the bomb set, just to see the amazing like sort of rubble and those guys in the army uniforms. Or it looks just like a Godzilla movie. I mean, I know it was unpleasant for everybody involved, but it's so weird to me to like there they are in the same army outfits with the same rubble as if the giant lizard had just walked through.
Well, they got a different feature going on CNN right now, but maybe sometime during the half an hour you could set up your last channel button.
Ah, there you go.
Cable selector and go back and forth from these derelict pseudo bikers to the rubble of Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Where the beef comes from.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
That's Japanese beef.
The hand rubbed milk, beer fed big cows.
Mm-hmm. Beer fed?
You bet. And they massage their like big beer fed
oh,
bellies
that,
and
like,
stuff.
This is the super
You're starting
beef.
To describe somebody I really know.
Oh, well.
I'm keeping this all in.
Okay, yeah, that's you're doing good, Hound. I think
I haven't insulted anybody, and it's over halfway through the show.
It's an amazing thing. It's progression.
Yeah.
So, Bruce, did you go out last night?
No, I don't go out.
Oh, you
anymore.
Don't go out?
No.
Oh, pardon me.
What did I miss?
I don't know. I didn't go out either. I just wondered, you know, I spoke to the Hound. Not in the car, but earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that he didn't really go out, so...
Well, I just went to the usual bar and got drunk.
So, I was just wondering if you went out.
No, I had dinner with Nick Ratner. I actually went to one of those weird tea places on the... Or, you know, coffee places on the avenue and chatted with him for a while. That was pretty weird. It's like the sort of the L.A.-style dating scene going on.
Oh, on Avenue A?
Scary.
Yeah, it was really scary. Yeah.
I think the bar was less scary. Hey, Lorraine. Lorraine's listening, I bet.
I went to that place, Limbo, earlier this week.
Did you have to go under, like, a bar to get in?
No, but they do have the Hogarden, the actual, as opposed to the Cellus, which is trying to be like Hogarden. They have the actual Hogarden there.
Well, you know, they have Cellus on tap at Ray's Bar.
I know, and I went there after saying that I would. I went there last Saturday night, and it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's nice to balance that Hogarden. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Skip is there.
A good thing to drink from the well.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Well, Roscoe.
That's the vibe. That's the Belgian wheat beer update.
Mm-hmm. For this hour.
Well, see you out there.
Yeah, we'll be out there.
Have a good trip to Brooklyn, if that's possible.
What?
Have a good trip to Brooklyn.
Oh, thank you very much. Maybe I'll get a Hogarden on the way.
Cool.
Okay, Rusk.
Later.
See ya.
Big
See ya.
Tokens.
State of the vibe. Well, there we go. So that's our State of the Vibe report today, folks. And